With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Two people are injured after a brawl in central Georgetown. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says shortly after 4 a.m. on Saturday, a man and a woman were leaving a bar on Mary Street when they got into a fight with several men. During the attack, police say they were both stabbed and carried to the hospital for treatment with non-life-threatening injuries. No word on whether or not any arrests have been made. And this week, you can explore the newest exhibition at the National Gallery, Cross Cultures, over your lunch break during the Art Museum's Lunchtime Lectures, which is taking place tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. I spoke with the gallery's Jessica Ebanks about the event.
So what's the focus this month?
This month's Lunchtime Lecture at the National Gallery will be hosted by Simon Tatum, our assistant curator, and he'll be giving an overview and introduction to our latest exhibition, which is called Cross Currents, the First Cayman Islands Biennial.
What can people expect if they attend the lecture?
So it features 42 artists. It's a multi-site exhibition between here in Grand Cayman at the National Gallery, as well as satellite venues in the Sister Islands. And it also features an award component too. So we'll be giving away two awards to two different artists featured in the show. So Simon will be explaining more about what the goals of this project are, what we're trying to do with it, as well as giving information about key works on display as well. And I think people, what they can expect if they attend is to, you know, learn something new about Caymanian art. You know, a lot of this work was created just for this exhibition. So they'll see some new artwork, new exciting works. They'll support our local artists.
So why should they take the time to catch the event?
I think they should take the time to attend because it's a, you know, unique way to spend half an hour on your lunch break. You get to be in a stimulating, beautiful cultural environment. It's a free activity, and you get to support our local artists and learn something new about not only the artists, but this wider project as well.
It is free and reservations are not necessary. For more information, call 945-8111. Or email info@nationalgallery.org.ky. In regional news, Britain's Prince Charles arrived in St. Lucia on Sunday at the start of a two-week visit to the Caribbean, highlighting the impact of climate change on the development of small island states. Prince Charles and his wife Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall, will also visit Barbados, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, St. Kitts and Nevis, Grenada, as well as the Cayman Islands. They will also become the first members of the royal family to pay an official visit to Cuba, with Buckingham Palace saying that the trip to the region is, quote, to celebrate the monarchy's relationship with these Commonwealth realms. The royal couple arrived in the southern town of Vieux-Fort and were met by local dignitaries, including the Governor General and the Prime Minister Alan Chastanet of St. Lucia. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, who will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. The authorities in the Netherlands have tightened security across the country after a gunman opened fire in Utrecht. Several people on a tram have been injured, with some reports saying that one person has died. Security has been increased at schools, mosques, transport hubs and government buildings. The Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, said he was deeply concerned and would be holding crisis talks. Police are still searching for the gunman, who they say fled the scene by car. Aid workers who have reached the Mozambican city of Beira say a cyclone that hit the area has caused massive and horrifying damage. A Red Cross and Red Crescent team said that 90% of the city was destroyed. The president of Turkey has been criticised for showing video footage of the New Zealand mosque attacks during election rallies. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan used the images to galvanise his conservative supporters, saying the gunman had ranted about Turkey before the attacks. China says it has arrested nearly 13,000 terrorists since 2014 as part of a controversial security campaign in the western region of Xinjiang. Beijing has come under international pressure for detaining hundreds of thousands of Muslim Uyghurs in re-education camps. A Belgian racing pigeon named Armando has fetched a record €1.25 million in an online auction. Belgian media reports said the prize bird was snapped up by a Chinese buyer. BBC News.